Well, it is time for Phenology, the Phenology Talkbacks. And, you know, we'll really take any sort of a comment. We're just happy to hear from our listeners. But in this case, we have four reports from students across the Northland, and we're going to play those for you in just a moment. First of all, let me tell you that if you would like to contribute to our Phenology program, you can call our talkback line. That number is 9999876. You can also reach us by email. I can be reached at jlatimer, J-L-A-T-I-M-E-R, at kaxe.org. Or you can send your notes to comments at kaxe.org. You can always write to us. Our address is 260 Northeast 2nd Street, Grand Rapids, Minnesota, 55744. We are open to hearing from any and all of you. If you have notes that you'd like to share, please send them along. This week, we're going to start with Sullivan and Anthony, who are reporting from the Kellyer School. Lara Thomason is the teacher up there.
This is Sullivan
and Anthony reporting from Ms. Thomason's third grade class at Kellyer Elementary. Here is our phonology report from the week of December 7th.
We went on a nature walk on Thursday. While that on that walk, we released the Compton tortoiseshell butterfly, and we had been observing in class after Mrs. Talberg found it in her garage. We learned that the Compton tortoiseshell hibernates instead of migrating, and found that amazing.
Well, on our walk, we also saw a large flock of cedar waxwing. They had been eating from the crab apples tree, but flew high into some oak trees. When we got close to them, we hoped to see them again at the crab apple trees.
Becca observation observed that the leaves had blown off the trees and are blowing all over the ground now. They are mostly brown and yellow.
Forrest noticed that there were frost on the ground and school slide and playground metal on Friday the 11th. At recess, it made the slide very fast that he flipped out of the slide at the end.
He saw a bird eating out of his bird feeder. It was black and yellow. He was trying to figure out what it was.
Sully's dog, Teddy, is getting his winter coat.
Blake saw the Big Dipper when he was driving home on Thursday. Anthony and his sister saw a bird eating in its nest in a little tree. It was medium-sized, but it was hard to tell what color it was.
Landon noticed that he got cold right when he got out of the school for the nature walk. Then he got used to the temperature and it was okay.
Ryan saw two birds flying on Sunday. They were small and to medium size and brown. It's hard to figure out what little brown birds are unless you see them up close.
Rhea observed an eagle flying around her auntie's house Friday after school. It could have smelled something to eat.
Miss Thomason has had a great horned owl trying to eat her chickens. The owl is very determined and not afraid of humans.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you, gentlemen. Nicely done. Lots of great things in there, you know. little brown birds are hard to identify unless you get really, really close. But the eagle, you kind of know that one when you see it. I love the story about the cedar waxwings. You know, if you watch cedar waxwings, when they fly, they all turn and come into their landing spot, their tree, in the same direction, and it's always directly into the wind. And if you watch the flock, you will see that sometimes they'll circle around a tree to get to the lee side so that when they come in, they're flying right into the wind to land. And a Compton's tortoise shell, my goodness, that is a late sighting. I don't know that I have one even, well, November for sure, but not December. That's amazing.